This is the Outpost, Life in the Great Outdoors. Tim Howard here with country music superstar Daryl Singletary. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, buddy. Just watching it rain a little bit here in Tennessee.
It's that time of the year, spring rain. We just had ours here in Oklahoma move through, so usually what happens here happens to you the next day.
Yeah, you're right. Comes right to us.
Well, first off, belated happy birthday. I believe you had a birthday yesterday.
I did. I turned big 44 yesterday, so had a wonderful day. My kids and wife took me out to dinner last night, and they got me a nice big old steak, and had me a little key lime pie, and so I'm good to go for another year.
Good to go till the next birthday. Yeah, till another year for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you're a busy guy. You got a new album coming out. Is that correct?
I do, actually. We've had it done for a good matter of fact. We just got the last song finished this past week. So we're finally done with it, as they say. But hadn't really put a date on the release of it. This record is something different. We did it ourselves. I've been on a record label for the last 18 years, I guess, whether it be a major or independent. And I just thought to myself, man, I've been paying the big boys long enough. So I went out and talked to a friend of ours and said, hey, man, I'm wanting to do a record, and you want to help me on it? And he's like, you bet. So we got it done, and we own it all, and pretty proud of it. It's a pretty good collection of songs. I got a couple of surprises on there, but we're looking probably to a late May release on it, so we're excited.
And people can check your website from time to time to get information on that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's DarylSingletary.net.
All right. Well, hey, I hear you have a nickname, Double Barrel Daryl. Is that correct?
Yeah. I do. I got into turkey hunting, I guess, now. Probably it's been 12, 14 years ago. And I didn't grow up as a kid turkey hunting. I grew up bird hunting, you know, quail hunting, dove, and that kind of stuff. Sam Clement got it, puts on an event down in Georgia called Country Goes Hunting, which I'm sure we'll touch on a little bit later. But we went down and did the event myself. The first event we did actually was in 2001, I believe. Might have been in 2000. But it was a duck hunt / quail hunt / get soaking wet / have a big time, you know. And the second year was when we really started the turkey hunting deal over in Blakely, Georgia. And myself and Rhett and a couple of the guys we were touring with at the time, you know, we went in there and we had a big time. I didn't get to kill a turkey. I had just had my tonsils removed right before the event. So everybody was worried if I was going to get to be there. Well, I did fortunately show up. But I didn't get to hunt very much. Because you can only imagine. So Sam and I planned after the deal to do some stuff together. So we hunted one afternoon and had a beautiful, I mean, big turkey come in and started around decoying. I shot, missed him, I shot again, I missed him. I was shooting the double barrel shotgun. And granted, I'm new at turkey hunting. I never have turkey hunted before. I never have, you know, didn't. I was using this. Just sounds good. I was using. And so he says, shoot, that's turkey. You know, turkey never really run off or anything. And so I shot again. No, I didn't. I shot the shot two times. And then I said, I don't have no more. You know, I'm out of shells. So we let the turkeys on off, and we talk about it. All this is on film, by the way. And so we talk about it, you know, what's going on, what happened. I said, I don't know what happened. So we went and had this big shoot the bag, you know, shoot the deer corn bag and all that. Let's see what's going on. And that kind of got interesting. And then the next morning, Brett Akins had come to town. And so him and I and Sam were going to try to go out and kill a turkey. So we get out, you know, like you do, and set up on these birds that are probably 250 yards across the field roosted. Set a decoy up, and we set up there, and I mean, daylight comes, and these birds are just hammering, and they see this decoy, and they come just full blast across the field. And right up to the decoy, they do, strut it up. Spins around the decoy a few times. Sam says, kill him. So I shoot, bam, shoot again, bam, miss the turkey all together. Uh-oh. Well, Sam says, Rhett, kill his turkey. And so Rhett shoots, and his gun misfired. So, you know, tell the tape, we start, the bird eases off, and we start talking about, you know, what happened, and blah, 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 and they go into the deal of, you know, I missed turkey yesterday, I missed turkey today. And so Rhett looks at him, and Rhett's just in the middle of the conversation, comes out with this old double barrel Daryl. And that's pretty much stuck from about, I guess, if this would be the 14th, or I think this would be the 14th annual Country Goes Hunting, it would have been about 14 years ago that or 13 that Rhett hit me with the old double barrel Daryl, and it's just stuck in the and more in the hunting world. A lot of people and most people in the hunting world know me, and they just shortened it DBD. You know, they don't go through the double barrel Daryl, but I had it got stuck so much. When we go out and play on the road, when we get home, I always sit down and I have, you know, cards that have my name and all, and I'll send a thank you note. And my cards have my name on the top, and then a double barrel shotgun with DB stamped in the two shotgun barrels. So it's kind of stuck. I'm kind of proud of it, you know, in a way, but at the same time, I learned really quick. It frustrated me to start with because I just started turkey hunting, and I'm like, you know, I got this big old bird out there that, you know, even makes it worse. He was only 25 steps from me, and I can't kill him, you know, and I can shoot a quail on a covey rise. I can kill doubles all day, you know, with a double barrel shotgun, but I can't kill these turkeys, and so it frustrated me. But then now, after, you know, so many years, I realize it don't matter how good you are or how long you've been hunting. You can miss a turkey very quick and very easy. So I got over it, and I've had a big time ever since.
So you can hit turkeys now, right, Daryl?
Well, I can hit more than I miss, actually, unfortunately. And I've been very blessed. You know, after I did get into turkey hunting, back when, you know, Rob Keck was still running our president of the National Wild Turkey Federation, I had the privilege of going on quite a few neat hunts with him. I've killed my World Slam. If I always say that right, but I think I've killed all the subspecies. But the isolated turkey down where he's at in South America or whatever. But right. I have not killed that bird and don't care nothing about killing it. So I've killed, you know, every subspecies of turkeys. And, you know, around in the country, I've been to Mexico, killed goats, you know, so I've been very blessed. But yes, I can still miss. I promise you, I can still miss.
Speaking of turkey hunting, country goes hunting is on the way real soon. Can you talk about that just for a few minutes?
Yeah, we country goes hunting is an awesome deal. We started it. The only reason I say that is because I was part of the first one before it was even a turkey event, as I mentioned. And it's just a cool deal. You know, we got it together just to get our buddies together and turkey, you know, and just hang out. And we thought, well, shoot, while we're hanging out, we might as well raise some money for, you know, a charity. So we've supported anywhere from the children's hospitals to just local people that needed help. I mean, any philanthropy that, you know, we could help, we've helped with this event. And so, you know, over the years, we've always been, okay, is this the last one? No, we're going to do one next year. Is this the last one? No, we're doing one next year. They just kind of keep their own, this event just keeps its own wheels. And we've moved it from the weekend to the weekday to the weekend to the weekday. And so we finally figured out, because the majority of it's country artists, that Rhett and I and that we know and you know, been friends with. And, you know, this thing started out with Blake Shelton, Rascal Flatts, you know, Gary LeVox from Rascal Flatts. I mean, the list goes on. Craig Morgan. I mean, we've had everybody at this event, and we moved it to the weekend. And then, you know, our busy time is a lot of times the springtime. So we work on the weekends as singers, and so we moved it to the during the week so we could get more involvement from, you know, the guys in my business. And we go down for 3 or 4 days, and pretty much we open Georgia's turkey season. First weekend comes in 22nd of March, 21st of March. And, you know, this event starts on the 22nd through the 25th, and we just go down and turkey hunt. And then on Tuesday night, there's a little old honky tonk, which you folks in Oklahoma know what a honky tonk is. We go to a little old local honky tonk called Cowboys of Dothan, and it's, we just have a big event there, you know, just a big concert pretty much, just a big old picking and grinning, and try to raise some money for whatever philanthropy that we've decided to give to. And and it's just a fun time, you know. Saying is you leave your ego at the gate, because it's just a fun event, you know. We just have they cook for us and take care of us and get us on pretty good hunts. You know, everybody can get an opportunity to see a turkey anyway. So, but we love it. And I think this is the 14th year, because I know the first year we did it, Rhett and I were touring together, and that would have been 2001. So I think this is the 14th year. That we've been doing country goes hunting.
Well, it's a great event, and it does raise a lot of money. And folks can check out the website, countrygoeshunting.com, to get all the details on all the events. Darrell, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. It's always great to talk to a guy who loves country music and loves hunting. And you definitely fall into both of those categories, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I've been very blessed, and I know we touched a little bit on my country music side, and I love that. That's my passion. I love, I'm not only a country singer, but I'm a country fan, and I love traditional, you know, the old traditional country music. And I do love the outdoors. I've got 4-year-old twin boys that would rather be outside than eat, I think. And I'm very blessed for that. I, you know, that's something you want as a father, that your sons want to be. And, you know, they've been able to go to the convention with me since they were 1 year old. They've been going to the turkey convention, and this year being 4, they kind of knew what was going on and you know, they said, Daddy, are we going to go see the turkeys? And so I had to take them out, and we hung out at the convention. But it's a great deal, and thank you, Tim, for taking the time to want to talk to me. And we always try to talk about anything that has to do with hunting. You know, Sam started a deal a few years ago called Hunting is Good, and we always like to leave everybody with knowing that hunting is good, and we appreciate you.
Daryl, thanks so much. Really appreciate talking to you. And we're going to get off here. Hopefully, if I don't see you, some of our folks will be down there at Country Goes Hunting, and we'll probably come up and see you. Jason, our boss, man, I think I'm for sure he's going to be down there. So I'm
good
sure deal. He'll come by and say hi to you, man. And it's great to talk to you, and you have a great day, my friend.
My pleasure, Tim. You do the same, bud.
All right, bud. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.